Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. How well do you know Yuzette? It could pay off for you if you know her really well. We are doing a live secret show on June 28th at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. And one of the big events that we're having there is a floaty race. It's the Narwhal, the Great Narwhal Floaty Race, brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. And the floaty race has become sort of the center. Well, this is the third year in a row we've done it, but the last 2 years, it's legendary. And this year we're doing narwhals because they become a thing on the show.
It's a big part of our event.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. So Yuzette is going to sacrifice her role in this so that one of our listeners can take over. So you'll be taking on Bryn and Hooman in the narwhal floaty race.
Actually, in the pool. You'll be in the pool, people.
But remember, this is a grand prize. So we've been qualifying people for this by giving you tickets to the secret show. So you get to go. You have to be over 21. You'll get to go to the secret show. But the grand prize winner gets to be in the narwhal floaty race. So you have to be prepared to do that. And then you get the two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. So call now, 800-400-3697. We're going to start with caller number 9. And that person needs to know, what other long-running Bay Area morning show did Yuzette work for? How well do you know Yuzette? What other long-running Bay Area morning show did Yuzette work for? And she came and we discussed the answers. We'll throw it to the judges if there's any gray area, but we're looking for something very specific. What other long-running Bay Area morning show did Yuzette work for? 800-400-3697. Call now, and we'll start with caller number 9.
As you ask, how well do you know Yuzette? Right. I think most, three-quarters of the audience says, not well enough.
Hmm. I'm waiting out here beside her window.
You can start with Mike on line 1.
All right. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
What other long-running Bay Area morning show did Yuzette work for?
Blue.
Go on.
Don Blue.
That's correct.
We'll give you Don Blue. Congratulations.
Good job,
You're
Mike.
You're a winner right off the bat, Mike.
Now, thank you.
Are you prepared to get in the pool and fight it out in the Great Narwhal Floaty Race?
If I must, I will.
Yeah, well.
All right.
When are we going to announce the grand prize winner? We have one more day of qualifying.
Yeah, we're going to do this one more day, so promotions will pick the winners and do a little
drawing.
A drawing, mm-hmm. Thank you. And we'll announce
not a withdrawal.
What am I thinking of? Thursday.
The bank. ATMs.
Right. So you'll find out Thursday if you're the winner.
Yes, yes.
All right,
great.
Well, congratulations. Don't hang up where you get to talk to Hooman now. So,
all right. Look forward to seeing you guys.
Look forward to seeing you, too. It's going to be super fun. And by the way, everybody, we are going to do a live broadcast just of our regular morning show the next morning, Thursday the 29th. That's open to the public. So if you're in the area, we'd love to see you.
And we don't want to be all alone.
We don't want to be all alone. That is 100% true. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. Hey. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin.
Spazzes.
We're going to start with Lindsay Lohan.
Uh-oh.
Well, she's got herself a TV gig.
Oh, really?
She's going to be on a show called Sick Note.
In this country?
No, it's on the BBC.
Right.
But you can probably get it on BBC America. It's not going to be regular network television here. So the star of this, I guess season 1 was the guy who played Ron Weasley. Rupert Grint is his name. So in the Harry Potter movies.
The redheaded kid?
The redheaded. He's a grown-up now, so he's, you know, playing a young adult. But Nick Frost is in it, and Don Johnson. Is it the same Don Johnson that we have here in America?
I suppose.
Yeah. So she is going to be joining the cast for the second season. She's taking on a woman by the name of Katerina West, the daughter of the boss of Ron Weasley's character. He plays a guy named Daniel Glass. Isn't Daniel Glass the name that Jan Brady gave her fake boyfriend?
It was Glass. Robert Glass, Dan Glass, David Glass.
David Glass. I think it was David Glass.
No, I can't remember. It was definitely Glass, though. Yeah. Someone will tell us we're wrong.
Yes, of course. Thank you, texters, in advance for telling us that we're wrong. But anyway, good news. Lindsay Lohan's working again.
All right.
George Glass. That's what it was.
George Glass. Yeah, George Glass. Did someone already text that in?
No. I had to think of it. Her on the phone and talking to everyone. George.
I was thinking about Lindsay Lohan recently, and I think that this might be the perfect thing for her. Like, what she needs to do is just work. She needs to find small roles where she's not the star of the show and just quietly do a good job in those roles and sort of build her...
Rebuild
her reputation back up.
Yeah.
Like, she needs to show up on time, be easy to work with, be insurable. Like,
she's none of those things.
But she, you know, if she wants to have a career, like, maybe, you know, she's getting older. She's in her 30s now, isn't she? Like, she must... be watching this slip away. Don't you at some point kind of come to and go, oh crap, I'm ruining everything?
She'll be 31 July 2nd.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. Not everybody can do it.
I know.
That's what
true.
I had to do.
I hope for her.
It's exactly what I had to do.
Yep.
Was quietly go to work every day for a while and show people that you can.
Yep. So, Lindsay, go to work every day for a while and show people that you can. And she's got acting skills. It's not like she, you know, I saw The Parent Trap. She was excellent in that at age 12. Like, amazing, even. So, Lindsay Lohan is going to be back on TV.
Let's hope that she shows us something different. I really do cheer for her. I think it's terrible that she's thrown a pretty blessed life away.
She looks great in the character. She's got short, it's like above the shoulder hair, kind of like a stylish little bob. Katerina West, I guess, is the name of her character in this. And then you can see Rupert Grint there on the left. He's, you know, he's a grown man now.
Yeah, he's been in the weight room.
That's Mean Paris.
Fire Crotch's movie. She's only worth $6 million. She's poor. What was she worth?
Not much.
Well, she's not worth $6 million
anymore,
right?
At that time, it was $7 million.
Oh, that's what it was. $7 million. She's poor. That guy never worked a day in his life.
I know, and he's a big old drug addict, too.
Greasy
Same
bear.
Same with Paris.
Yep. Yeah. Mm.
That's who... I told you about that Louis C.K. bit where he's talking about kids who just grow up getting handed all the money. He's talking about that guy and that girl.
Mm-hmm.
The people who just
They make
become,
no contribution to society. They just are famous for being rich and spoiled.
And in his words... pieces of you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
Humans.
P.O.S. Adam West passed away. He was Batman. Frank Gorshin was a guy who played the Riddler. So, of course, they were arch enemies on TV. But in real life, they were really close friends. Close enough to go to orgies together.
Oh.
Yeah.
I say that like I'd go. I wouldn't go.
I know. But still, something to think about.
That can't be true.
He's God, it's totally
He's a
true.
Big family man, Adam West.
Well, it was the 60s.
Yeah.
Orgies exactly. were the thing. Apparently, they were a common thing.
Maybe he met his wife there.
Maybe. And they were also, you know, so the orgies are a big deal, and they were on one of the hottest shows on TV, Batman, hello. But I guess at one point, Adam and Frank got kicked out of an orgy because they couldn't be serious. They were playing the roles of Batman and the Riddler at the thing. In an interview that appeared after Adam's death, Adam said, I immediately went into the Batman character and Frank went into the Riddler character because we were getting the big giggles. It was so funny to us what we walked into, and we were kicked out. We were expelled from the orgy. He also said that he and the guy who played Robin, Burt Ward, would have quickies on the set between takes, not with each other. Not that there'd be anything wrong with that. But in it was hard to get in and out of those tights costumes, and so they were able to get their crucial junk out. And he said it was the swinging 60s with free love, and women threw themselves at us because of the physical limitations of the costume. You got to have quickies. And he also claimed it wasn't uncommon to sleep with 8 women in one night.
Come on.
He was living the
life.
You
hear those stories about celebrity. I don't know anything about it, but the stuff that Magic Johnson used to be up to, the basketballer, it's unbelievable the stuff going on all day long.
Right. Well, and isn't it, is it Will Chamberlain who supposedly slept with 20,000 women?
Thousands of women. Thousands.
Just uncountable. And even when you divide, you know, the number into however many nights were in his life, it was almost numerically impossible, unless he was simply never stopping.
You could say that while he's probably a friendly, nice gentleman of a man, it's that brush with fame stuff. Like, what's in it for a woman to just be his eighth
chlamydia
of the day? Right. Chlamydia. What's possible? What could you possibly, other than to say I was one of 20,000?
I was with that guy. And maybe it's later you find out that the number's 20,000 and then you start to feel kind of bad about it.
Oh,
but at
really?
The time you were like, I was with, we were together. He'd remember me. I feel bad when sometimes I don't remember interns. Like, but look, the look changes. You know, you don't see him for 5, 6, 7 years and they look totally, they're grown up now.
And they have kids. Know?
Like, what hope is there for some girl that he stuck it to and, you know.
Right.
20 years ago. He doesn't remember. You know, the court case with Bill Cosby is happening on the East Coast, so it may be that they've already come back with a verdict. Did you
see
it?
Haven't seen anything.
Okay. Because the fate of Bill Cosby is now in the hands of the jury. His defense lasted a mere 6 minutes yesterday. His attorneys recalled one prosecution witness, questioned him briefly, and then rested their case. The judge said, do you agree, Mr. Cosby, with the decision to not call character witnesses or get on the stand yourself? And he said, correct.
Let me ask you a question. Is this solely, are they solely banking on his celebrity?
I don't know what else their strategy could be. Because
are they just thinking that because he's Cliff Huxtable, Bill Cosby, there's no possible way people will, and because he's half blind and 80 or whatever his age is, that there's no possible way that he could be convicted?
Maybe that's part of it, but I just wonder. I heard that if he took the stand and they asked him about any of the other situations that he's found himself in.
Oh, yeah, he can't.
That those would then become admissible and they could bring those women up as additional witnesses.
Yeah, they can't bring him up there.
So I think that this is just, they don't feel like anything that they could do would be, anything they do could potentially cause damage to his case. So maybe they feel like, we're not going to bother the jury with this. We're going to rest our case in 6 minutes. I'm sure they made whatever closing arguments. And
is this for, sorry if you just said this, is this for all the women?
No,
or
this is
just
for
one woman. So he can possibly be looking at 40 trials.
No, a lot of those are past the statute of limitations.
I see.
But this particular one is within 10 years or so. It's recent enough, or there's some reason that they could bring this particular one to trial. So I guess they just don't want him to get on the stand and bring up anything that could admit any of those other women.
It's really weird because for all the pain he's caused, a lot of people, and by people I mean women very specifically, he's a rapist and he's never going to be able to serve the time for the crime he's done. Sure, his rep is ruined, and he won't climb into his grave, the warm, lovable hero we all thought he was. Mm-hmm. But even if he goes to jail today, he'll never do enough time for all the damage he's done.
No, he's looking at 10 years in prison for 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. So in their closing statement, the defense basically just said that what happened between Bill and Andrea Constand was consensual. And then I'm sure her lawyer made whatever argument he or she made. Bill's going to 10 years in prison. His wife Camille came to court with him for the first time. And so I guess they got the case yesterday and had about 4 hours to deliberate. And they expect a decision at some point today. So,
well, I'll keep an eye on it.
All right. Dennis Rodman is probably in North Korea right now.
What's he doing there? Is he back?
His fourth visit.
Yeah.
He didn't bring a big basketball entourage with him this time. He's just, you know, he's friends with Kim Jong-un.
Is he at least sober this time?
I don't know.
Wasn't that the thing? He was.
Does he have a mission?
Super drunk.
No mission. Not trying to get anybody freed. Although, something just came across my news thing. They just freed somebody who's in a coma.
Rex Tillerson got that guy out.
Well, anyway, now all the conspiracy theorists are saying Donald Trump sent Dennis Rodman as like a peaceful emissary. He's been there at least four times. Does that mean that, I think this might be his fourth time, or maybe this is his fifth time. He calls it basketball diplomacy. He knows Donald from being on Celebrity Apprentice. Donald, they say here in this story, fired Dennis for misspelling Melania Trump's name. But anyway, so they know each other, and the rumor is that he sent him over. Right. So relations with North Korea aren't in a great place, and with us living on the West Coast, I'd love for us to all get along.
Well, let's hang our hopes on Dennis Rodman.
Let's do. Oh, my God. Got to hang him somewhere.
Did you mention that...
Good luck, buddy.
Okay, yeah, you did.
Here's something that Vinny will find interesting. I mean, not that you can do anything about it.
Okay.
But Elle Macpherson is single again.
No way. Yeah.
She was my absolute, one of my absolute favorites. Mm.
She's still smoking hot. Mm-hmm.
The Australian accent, the height, the body, the whole, everything.
Elle.
The hair. The
perfect.
Her style, all of it.
She and her billionaire husband, Jeff Soffer, have split.
She was my, who was yours? Stephanie Seymour?
Yeah.
Elle Macpherson, yeah. Mm. And Sade. I was pretty into her, too. Oh. In her day. Mm-hmm. Right now, I think she just spends her days hiding from cameras. No one knows.
I haven't
no
heard.
One has, yeah, no one has any idea.
Hiding her hair. Her and...
Of Sade?
Yeah. She's
quietly put out some music. It just never was as popular as
God, I was so
beginning.
Into her.
Yeah. Ugh. Oof.
Surprised, because like you didn't like the music. You just liked her.
Well, all of it. I was.
You go for the music. Cause
I mean, yeah, because I'm pretty into her.
Isn't she the one that you pictured you'd be with her and that she'd be singing to you?
I've had dreams about her.
Where she was singing?
Yeah.
From on top of you?
Mm-hmm. None recent.
Oh.
But, you know, there was a time.
Well, you never know when someone's going to visit you in your dreams, Vinny.
Right.
Elle and Jeff are definitely over, said some source. They were married in 2013 after a notoriously on-again, off-again romance. I guess that they had a house in Miami, and she is looking for her own house now in Miami. She left the house. He's been linked to some other women. He says they're just friends. They've got, she has two teenage sons, Flynn and Aurelius.
Uh-huh.
She does?
Yeah, from a relationship with Arpad Busan, who wasn't that Uma Thurman's boyfriend for a while, or am I thinking of a different... The name just sounds so familiar. Anyway, so she's got
the
two
lives that,
I don't know.
How do you spell Arpad? Tycoons have
Arpad, ARPADBUSSON. She was also previously married to a fashion photographer, Gilles Benzimon.
Arpad was with Uma Thurman.
Oh, he was.
Yes.
I think he's the father of some of Uma's kids too. Hmm.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, he makes kids with beautiful women. So she's got two teenage sons from that guy.
He's worth $150 million.
Yeah, he's poor.
Poor. He is poor.
I guess she's not. The ex, what's his name?
New ex?
Jeffrey.
Jeff Soffer.
He's worth $1 billion.
Yeah.
And I guess she's not into looks when it comes to her husband.
Yeah, no. She's not. They dated for 2 years. They broke up. I remember this story happening when they got married. They had dated for like 2 years, and it was pretty turbulent. They broke up, and 8 months later, Soffer's father, I guess, died? Oh, no, hold on a second. His best friend died in like a helicopter crash. Mm. And so, and I guess that he had a change of heart about everything that was important to him in his life. And after 8 months of them being apart, he went and proposed. And that's when they wound up tying the knot. So they've been married since 2013, and it's over now.
Well, they gave it a try.
They did. They gave it a try, and now it's over. So Elle Macpherson is back on the market, everybody.
So back to Arpad.
Yes.
The poor guy, 150 mil.
Mm.
He has
poor.
He has one kid with Uma Thurman. Guess what the name of that kid is? Rosalind Arusha Arcandia Ataluna Florence Thurman Busan.
Wow. So Flynn and Aurelius got off easy.
They did.
How old is that kid, does it say?
2012.
Oh, so he was with the body, Elle Macpherson, and then moved on to Uma Thurman.
They just call her Luna for short.
Isn't that like the fourth name? Or is that the first name? What's the first name?
The first name is Rosalind.
Mm. It's a curse to give a kid that many names.
I know, really.
Although maybe some kids like it.
Hey, how's the name coming for your kid, Bryn?
Yeah, Bryn.
Give us an update on that, buddy.
We don't have a name yet.
Have you narrowed it down to like five?
No, we haven't.
Do you have all the little baby name books?
Sonoma thing. That'll be fun.
Oh, can you name the child Kevin?
Well,
it's a girl.
It's a girl.
It doesn't matter, dude.
Kevina.
You don't have to be like that about it. Kevin Durant.
Well, yeah.
Kevin Durant.
Name the kid Katie.
Why Katie?
Katie.
I have a friend who's a girl who's named Kevin. She's Steve Wynn's daughter.
That's adorable.
It's adorable.
I think it's super cute.
Do it.
Yeah, so, but it's not up to me. You know, it's definitely.
Do you make any decisions?
After I buy her and, you know.
No, she's not gonna. I have a feeling she's not gonna go for Kevin. I don't know why I think that, but.
That's too bad.
Just a gut feeling.
Are you gonna go with something traditionally Vietnamese or Chinese?
No, not necessarily. I mean, whatever sticks. I think whatever, you know, she feels comfortable with. And
you're letting her name the kid, though.
No, we'll talk about it.
You actually seem really relaxed about it.
I am very relaxed about it. I just want everything to be okay and the happy, healthy family and all that stuff. And
that does really take, once you know you're pregnant, that feeling of just please let him or her be healthy.
That's really.
Let mom be okay. Please.
That's mainly what I'm focused on. Just everybody's healthy and good.
Are you so psyched it's a girl?
I am. I'm very excited. I'm super excited. But at the same time, I'm just taking it day by day.
Did you name Derek?
I did. Well, it was my... I threw it out there and she liked it too, so there was that. But
I'm just throwing it out there. A girl named Kevin is spectacular.
Or Katie, right?
I like Katie.
Yeah. K-Y-D-E-E.
K-Y-D-E-E. That's exactly what I was thinking.
D-E.
That's funny. D-E. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, we've got the score from the Warriors game for you, if you didn't already know that. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This incredibly excellent thing we're about to do here is brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. The weekend is coming to town. And we have a pair of tickets right now. You want to do caller number 9 here, Yuzi?
Sure.
All right. Caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, gets to see the weekend Starboy World Tour Phase 2. It's coming to Oracle Arena on October 8th. The tickets go on sale this Friday, 11 a.m. at LiveNation.com, and you can win them before you buy them. Right now, be calling number 9, 800-400-3697. You'll win a pair of tickets to the concert. And then tomorrow, we'll have more tickets as well. We'll have them all week for you. Mm-hmm. There you go. The weekend. Call now and win tickets. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get your first and fourth order for free.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Start your summer fun today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/summerfun to get started.
Annie
was great.
Annie was at the game yesterday.
Oh,
she
of course
posting
she was.
Annie from the Bay Club, everyone.
Yeah, Queen Annie, we like to call her.
Right. Mm. Here's what's happening. Hey, Hooman, while you're there, I don't know if you have a contest. Do you have a contest?
I do,
yeah,
yes.
But
go ahead.
Fudge.
It's quick.
Oh. During the game last night, I know you were at Cars 3 for this Thursday's movie review.
Thank you so much.
But there were ads for some movie called Valerian.
Yeah.
What is that?
So that is the new movie by Luc Besson.
Oh, Luc Besson.
And Luc Besson used to be married to Sarah's best friend.
Who's my best friend?
That chick who's in all the zombie movies.
Who's your best friend?
Remember, you guys used to hang out.
Mila?
Mila Kunis.
Oh, Mila Jovovich.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Oh, my best friend, Mila Jovovich. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one day.
So this is his new movie. So, you know, he did The Fifth Element. You saw that, right?
I love that movie.
And I think he also did Taken. He's like a world-class, phenomenal director. So it's
Luc Besson.
He obviously Cara Delevingne wants to be, you know, some serious, huge actress. And
oh, is she the star of that
thing? She is, and he's taking a big risk on casting her because there are so many amazing actresses out there.
Yeah, her eyebrows are too big. Go on.
So,
well, she looks great in the ads, but so does there's a young male star as well, but it looks like an epic on the proportions of Star Wars. I mean, there's tons.
So it's sci-fi.
It's huge sci-fi.
Oh.
Tons of characters.
I'm gonna hate loving her. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's going to be good. Well, that's what I'm asking. So
yeah,
you think
I loved
you have hopes for this or
Fifth
what?
Element.
Well, Luc Besson, he just doesn't make a bad movie. He's such an amazing director that...
You might have just cursed him.
I have to believe this is going to be another win for him.
Valerian,
I mean, Taken was
huh?
so good, wasn't it? And he also did Lucy. Did you see Lucy?
Oh, I didn't see Lucy. I mean
Why
to see
not?
Lucy.
You mean to see it?
Oh, yeah.
Same busy.
All right. Well, anyway,
that's
I just thought I'd
one,
ask.
Right?
Sorry, I know you have a contest to do, but
yeah, that's it.
Huge ads running for that last night. Speaking of last night, the Warriors won, everyone. Congratulations.
Thank God,
as they
Jesus.
Lost in spectacular fashion game four, 137-116. Last night was close, but we did get the win. Game five, Cavs 120, Warriors 129. Four games
to
one. And congratulations, Kevin Durant, the newest guy on the team, got the MVP award. So it's the second championship in three seasons. The big celebration. Well, the celebration started immediately after the win last night, but the big parade will happen on Thursday.
Right.
And actually, a quick weather report as we head towards Friday. It's going to get increasingly warmer. Thank you, Bryn. Oh. Way to be on it, buddy.
The Alice Weather Central.
Increasingly warmer, pushing almost 100 degrees in the East Bay and the South Bay by Friday. So
summer's getting here.
But the parade again, Thursday.
Okay.
And the route can be found at RadioAlice.com. And only there, by the way.
Right, don't look anywhere
else. I heard
else.
Something about an exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Sure.
I was just looking up the first day of summer. It's
June 21st.
Exactly. Did you say that already? Sorry.
I didn't.
But you knew it.
I did. San Francisco is cracking down on Uber, everyone. I heard a stat, 1 in 5 cars in the city is an Uber driver.
I'm not surprised.
Uber
by
or
it.
Lyft,
they're
I guess.
Just everywhere, and they're crawling around and going really slow and looking for their people. And
that's one of the issues. It's one of the reasons it comes up today. The mayor is talking about cracking down on some of the stuff you see going on daily here in the city, including there, A, being too many cars. Just roaming,
right.
Waiting for someone to
call me,
app them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's too many reports of double parking, picking up people in the wrong places, compromising bike paths and bike lanes. So looks like they're going to try to figure out ways to deal with this. They say there's an estimate that there are 45,000 TNC drivers on our streets. That license specifically allows you to become an Uber driver, I guess. What did that stand for?
Transportation Network Companies. And what it hooks up via website or mobile apps, drivers and passengers.
45,000 of them at any given time on the streets of San Francisco?
And some of the city...
Wait, that's so much.
Government people are saying, we need to start charging them. They're using our streets to make for as a business. We should start charging 20 cents per ride and have that go into traffic control or whatever, street cleanup.
Right.
How about fixing our roads? There's like 1 million potholes.
Didn't Oakland just have a big pothole day yesterday or something? They're gonna
like
fix all their potholes and everyone in San Francisco is like,
What about us?
It's so weird that the construction is so everywhere. I don't even know how you could add more construction to the city streets.
Right.
And I know if you're out beyond the city streets, you're like, what are you guys always bitching about? I get it. You don't come into the city. You don't know.
Right.
And good for you that you don't, I guess.
Good for your car.
Because, man, it can be... I just try the old... I'll just turn. Oh, there's more. I'll just turn. Oh, that's not going to work. Come on, man.
I just want to get out of here. Where's the express lane?
unbelievable, for real. All right, my next story. Girls can be named Kevin. It's true.
Oh, it says it right there. It's amazing.
That's my story.
Oh. Is it a text?
No. It's just
a
story.
Think it's the facts.
Sure. You can name anybody anything you want.
Right.
Don't seem to be rules on that.
That makes sense, yeah. It's your child.
They call this story an early Father's Day present.
Oh.
According to a new survey, almost 70% of women think the dad bod is sexy. That's because you married him.
No,
that's why. I mean, come on. You're not dreaming of the dad bod.
No, I'm dreaming of the dad bod.
Oh, stop it.
It's nice. It's very non-threatening.
Non-threatening.
We saw this guy the other day driving somewhere, and the dude was just ripped. And of course, he's got his shirt off. And John goes, "Oh, do you see that?" And just like, "Oh, I wish John." I was like, "No, I would look like a whale next to that guy." I like us just the way we are, all soft and cushy, baby. Come here. Oh, that's right. Two cows in a field chewing their cud. That's us. Love you, baby.
The study defined dad bod as, quote, relatively fit, but neither lean nor muscular.
There it is. Relatively fit. You're not, you know.
Not too chubby, but also not ripped or toned at all.
Exactly. It's nice.
78% of women think a dad bod is a sign he's comfortable in his own skin. Mm.
He's having a good time, but he's physically active. It's nice.
The dad bod is a sign that there's not nearly enough time to exercise and way too many dinners. That's what dad bod is a sign of.
No, it's just a sign of being happy.
Dessert? Haven't we already been here an hour? Come on! God!
My ass is getting bed sores from this chair.
Oh, you're going to order coffee.
Oh, my God. Why do you hate being around your loved ones so much? Jesus. We're just having a nice night. Sit down. And waiters, stop taking my plate so soon.
Let me drive through Starbucks on the way home. Come on,
I want to sit here and relax and enjoy the ambiance and pick at a dessert. It's nice. Oh.
What?
925 says, "Love me some human. I'd date him so hard."
Oh, 925, please send us a picture. Please be this picture.
I got a picture.
Oh yeah, we got a good.
Is that what you went? Whoa, over.
Oh,
it's not their first one either.
Oh, really?
Is that the person that always sends us the stuff?
No, this person only has two. So it might
is it the same body, or they just get that from the internet?
I couldn't really tell. Maybe I'll show Vin. He can.
That's hot.
Judge.
Yeah, she's really...
She does look really good.
She's got some tan lines going.
Hooman, how about this?
How about that?
How about that?
You want catch
that outside?
Just use it,
can you see
her
it?
Face?
Or... All right, here
no,
it
you
is,
can't
then.
See her face. She's not stupid.
So, there's the first one, right?
Please describe what you're seeing.
And this is the other one.
Oh, they're the same. Is absolutely.
This, I can't really tell. Yeah.
They're just naked ladies?
It's hard to say.
Yeah. No, but it's the
turn
same
it
lady.
Turn it so I can see it. I'll let you know.
Well, please. I've studied naked ladies my whole life. What do you know of
this
it?
This is the current one that we're looking at. Yeah. And then this is the previous one right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that girl's been sending us some stuff.
Is that the same person, though? That's the main question.
You know?
Yep.
It's hard to tell. I'll go with Vinny on that.
Thank you.
It is hard to tell.
She looks great, too, by the way. Yeah. Hooman.
Well.
Is that the one who says she wants to date you so hard?
Maybe.
Is it? I feel like we're stretching, reaching, not knowing, as usual.
Forcing.
Cheers to the Sarah and Vinny morning.
Where's Rachel?
Seriously, where is she? No answers, okay.
What would you like to say?
All right.
Have the sound bites, have a conversation.
What are you talking about?
So,
you said you wanted to say something.
I know, just say it. What are you afraid
so
of?
So amateur radio.
You would know.
I know. Big movie review coming up on Thursday.
Oh, hey, speaking of the movie review, I'll mention something real quick. Johnny Mosley went and watched the movie. He posted that on his Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what... I guess he's in the food business now. But this iota, I opened up the small pack of classic pink Himalayan salt seeds.
They're all sunflower seeds.
But they're not in a bar, or at least
no.
It's a bag of them. Sunflower kernels.
Yeah, is that what? Yeah, and they roast it. I was thinking about this morning. So this is like his new snack food line, and I was thinking maybe like this was something Malia was doing. His wife was doing all the time, like, you know, roasting up these sunflower seeds. Because why else does this occur to you? But they're. I ate the kettle ones.
Oh, you had the kettle. I had the classic.
Damn,
I had the
so
unami
good.
Ones. They're all good.
Yeah.
The cool thing is. So this particular little package, for once, it's a serving size of one.
Yeah.
And then it gives you the calories of one serving size, so you don't have to go like, oh, that's four servings. What am I supposed to do here? Fold this thing?
Right.
And I'm always looking for food that will sort of hold me over here when we're doing the show, mm-hmm. and this was perfect. And it also didn't... I'm looking for words that don't sound like curse words. muck up my fingers, you know,
yes.
Like it's a clean eat. It's a clean eat.
No, it's. I was very. I mean, I don't know when he decided to get in the food business, but
I-O-T-A.
That was actually really good. IOTA.
Johnny Mosley's new thing. So I guess he's in on Thursday. Yeah. But I just thought I'd mention it was a good.
He told us yesterday.
That is a plug.
Absolutely a plug. If I have to give up my. Sitting in front of the TV watching the Warriors game to go to Cars 3. I'm going to want a little love when I come in to do the movie review on
Not
Thursday.
Not just any Warriors game.
The Warriors
right.
game.
We
the
got
game.
Out at halftime. So
he listened. What?
We
what?
Got out at.
That, well, we're all asking that, Hooman.
We got out at halftime yesterday.
So what, he listened on the radio on the way?
No,
yeah, he could listen on the radio. He left right when I left.
Yeah.
So. That's right.
Bryn, you're overdoing it.
My heart.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Hey, Bryn, name your daughter Rachel. Keep that bit alive.
Oh.
Rachel. I like the name Rachel.
I think it's beautiful.
650 says, they know a girl named Kevin.
Cool.
I like a girl with a boy's name. I think it's cute. Charlie.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that,
Ryan.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 415. Vinny, you should look up Sade's daughter.
Oh.
I don't need more things to fantasize about. It was just that at the time, Sade was putting out a lot of music, and so she was someone I was familiar with, and mm-hmm. I found her look to be...
enticing.
I am into her. Mm-hmm. I like her a lot. Big fan.
What does she look like now? It's been 30 years, right?
She's still beautiful, 80s? You know, just a little more aged.
Yeah.
Well, we all are.
Yeah.
But,
oh, absolutely.
But she's not putting out music the way she did at one time, so she's not, I don't know, top of mind.
Right.
Like, I really feel like that's a person who took the money and ran.
That album, that was big. I mean, she was everywhere for a while there.
Yep.
But then I really never, feel like I never heard from her again.
I always liked... Your Love is King.
How's that go?
I can't
say. Oh, come on. Let's hear a little bit of that.
Bryn, find it for
me. Sing it for them.
Just do it for us. Come on.
What's it called again?
Your Love is King.
Let's hear it. Use that.
It's just real pretty. I can't.
It'd be nice if you could just.
You're probably the best singer on this.
Yeah,
probably. I'm so not.
Please.
You guys all have great voices.
Sing Hotel California. You're so good at
no.
that.
No. Quiet down over there. Don't you have something to do? You know this song?
No, sing it for us. We can't hear her. Sing it for the podcasters.
No.
Help
yep, she still does it for me. I'm into her.
Did you get a little movement on that?
Your love
no.
is king. So pretty. Oh, Slayer.
Bryn is just doing an all sound effects break.
He's just pushing buttons over there. I don't
understand what he's doing. All right, get to the bottom of this after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.